of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Meir was one of the five students who received smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. And he is the man who almost single-handedly continued the Jewish people, continued the tradition of the Jewish people through this difficult time to the next generation of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, Rabbi Yehuda the Prince, and others. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi says about himself, he says, "Do you know why I'm such a great person? Where did I have my knowledge from? Where do I have my sharpness from?" He said, "I once saw Rabbi Meir's back. I once saw him from the back." He said, "If I would have seen him from the front, can you imagine what I would have been?" Now, when the rabbis talk, you have to listen. He said, "I saw Rabbi Meir from the back. I saw him going away already. If I would have seen Rabbi Meir, can you imagine what Rabbi Meir would have done for me?" I always have that feeling regarding Eastern European Jewry. I, in my lifetime, still saw them from the back. Most of my teachers in the yeshiva were from Eastern Europe. So they had the whole fragrance, the whole beauty of the thousand years of Eastern Europe still with them. American Jewry is great, thank God, and it produces and it will produce scholars, everything, but it's not the same. It's not the same. And if you saw yet Rabbi Meir from his back, then you're somebody. But if you would have seen him from the front, imagine what it would have been. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Meir, the rabbi said that there is no one the equal of Rabbi Meir in Torah knowledge, but that we cannot agree that the halacha should be like Rabbi Meir. The law can't be like Rabbi Meir. B'nei shelo yordu l'sov da'ato. We can't understand it. Rabbi Meir can go either way. You give him any question in halacha and he'll argue either way. And he'll prove it to you either way. We can't deal with that. He's too great for us. We can't deal with two great people. Also, an insight of the rabbis. The greatest is not necessarily the greatest. It's like, I don't know how to put it, but I hate the people think I'm a sports fan. But sometimes sports provides us with the necessary metaphor in our life. So there's the batting champion, and there's the home run champion, and there's the most valuable player. The most valuable player is many times, he's not the batting champion, and he's not the home, but he's the most valuable player. And with him, you win the pennant. Without him, you don't. Chazal, Lahavdul, but that's what Chazal said here. Rabbi Meir's the batting champion, he's the home run. There's nobody who can touch Rabbi Meir, but he's not the most valuable player. We can't figure him out. Too deep for us, too great for us. And we're only ordinary mortals. If the whole world would be Rabbi Meir, then Rabbi Meir could do it. But the whole world is not Rabbi Meir. And therefore we can't do it. Rabbi Meir also was the student, aside from the two great men that we have mentioned, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, Rabbi Meir was the Talmud of another enigmatic personality mentioned in the Talmud, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who is quoted in Maseches Ovos, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya became an agnostic. He lost his faith. One of the great men of the Talmud, head of one of the great yeshivas, and he gave it all up. The Talmud tells us that he gave it all up. Talmud tells us two stories, both of which are really one. And again, the Talmud tells it to us so we will hear the human resonance that's involved here. How does a person give up? The man was raised in Judaism, and he was a great Talmud Chacham, and that was his life, and that was his career, and he had disciples. So one day he got up and he said,